Yeah, you've had a rough 8 months. Yeah. But see, God.
I didn't have it. I have not had it.
But see, God allows that to happen. You know why? Why do you think God allows all these things to happen to us? He's a loving Father. Why do you think God allows all this stuff to happen to us?
That's how you get wisdom.
Huh?
That's how you get wisdom.
What God knows, see, He knows the future that you and I don't know, and He knows that man's heart is deceitfully wicked. Jeremiah tells us that. Who could know it? And God knows that He can't. He could make us all slaves. He could make us all slaves, but then there's no love in slavery. Okay. The love He wants is when we willfully choose Him. And that's why Christ says, come to me all who are heavy laden, and I will give them rest. He wants you to choose Him. But God will allow many things to happen to where you become broken, to where you go, oh, that happened, and this happened, this happened. And it's through trials that God is reaching out to us saying, have you had enough of your way? Are you willing to turn and totally surrender and let me guide you? Let me help you make your decisions. Let me set your feet on the solid rock of salvation. And that's what I encourage people to do in the case of someone like you, is I encourage people to not just run back to where you were, not run back to worldly family, don't run to some church system. Tate, you've got the time now. You're set apart because you're drifting through and you don't have anything to decide what's the focus of my life going to be. But see, what's going to happen is most people just go back and they get a job, they become an electrician, they become a truck driver, and they just fall back into the patterns of their life before, and it's just a repeat. Whereas if you say, you know what, Father, I'm done with all of that. Transform my life, and I'm willing to follow you and obey you, and I'm willing to forsake everything and everyone. Until you get to that place, you're not His. You're not His. Something to ponder, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because He shed His blood for you. He made the way for you. A lot of people want to do a little bit of God's way and a lot of their way.
Yeah.
And then sometimes people do a lot of God's way and still a little bit of their way. What does God want? All His way. He wants it all His way. Because that one decision, you just told me, that one decision you made, grabbing that person by the throat to move him out of the way, that was a bad decision. But that one decision totally altered your life. Yeah. So God wants us to follow all of His ways and wants us to be born of the Spirit, wants us to be led by the Spirit. And when we do that, when we surrender, we become a vessel and a tool for Him. Otherwise, if we do our own will, we're our worst enemy. The flesh leads us. Satan can come in and lead us. He can influence us, lead us to bad things, bad choices. And so I encourage people, no matter where they are. I witness to guys in million-dollar motorhomes. I witness to guys that are drunk in the gutter. Everybody in between. And I encourage people, no matter where you are. Elon Musk, the richest guy in the world. He's going to die with nothing and go to hell, lest he repents. The drunk in the gutter is going to die and go to hell, lest he repents. There's not going to be any difference in eternity. Elon Musk will be in line of judgment right next to all the homeless guys. God's not a respecter of persons.
Yeah.
He's not partial. He doesn't care about all that stuff. And so it's good. You know, people look at me and they say, wow, you left your career. You retired early. You sold everything. You know, I had a beautiful homestead in Missouri, peaceful. I owned a whole valley. Just sat there, could hunt and fish. It was peaceful, beautiful. I left all of that. I sold it all. People said, why did you do that? And I said, I have a question. They said, what? I said, I'm 60. Yeah. I said, can I take that with me? And they're like, no. I said, do I have to leave it one day anyway? They go, yeah. I said, do you have to leave everything you own one day? They're like, yeah. I said, I just left it early. And you know what? If I didn't leave that, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. If I didn't leave that, I wouldn't preach to thousands of people I preach to every week. And it's to God's glory, not mine. And I just go and I proclaim the gospel good news. I try to bring hope and light into people's life. There's great hope for you. There's a great future for you. There's eternity waiting for you. But I have to, because you're my neighbor, I love you. I have to tell you the truth. It's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you everything here. You've got to surrender everything. You can't hold on to what you want to do, your ways, your thoughts, your ideas, because it's going to lead to the same place that's always led. Sin, destruction, rebellion. So the Word of God will guide you rightly, but reading it isn't enough. What do you got to do?
You got to live it.
You got to live it and obey it. Many people read their Bible for an hour every day. I meet them all the time in the street. Oh, I read my Bible. And I go, are you obeying it? No. No, you're an electrician, right? Can you imagine if you want to become a journeyman? What if you read all these codes and all the manuals and you study them, but you show up on the job and you don't obey any of it. You're going to become a journeyman electrician?
No.
No, you're going to have hot wires hanging out.
Yeah,
you're going to kill people.
You're going to kill yourself.
You're going to kill people. So it's not enough just to read it. You got to be willing to walk it and obey it and be transformed with all that you are.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my encouragement to you. There's great hope outside of this life, but it's in Christ. There's no hope for America. There's no hope for the culture. There isn't. It's set for the destruction of God. It's set for the wrath of God. Just like in Noah's day, there was no hope for the people around Noah. There was hope for Noah. And anyone that would have repented and joined Noah, there would have been hope for them. There was no hope for that culture. So people get mad when I tell them that. There's no hope for America. America's not coming back. There's not going to be a great revival. The world's not going to get a better place. It's going to get a darker place. It's going to become a darker place. Satan's grip. We're in the grips of like a boa constrictor. And how they kill is they keep squeezing and squeezing and squeezing till they choke the life out of it, out of their victim. That's what's happening. We see people don't know if they're men or women.
Yeah.
We're killing millions of babies. Perversion and corruption has taken over at all levels. But God's truth and God's word continues to go forth. There's so much deception going on. You got to make sure that you don't just get caught up in some type of Jesus, but you're following the biblical Savior according to the Word. Remember, we started this conversation. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And so everything that He has to give you is rooted in the truth of God. If you focus on the truth of the Word of God and you obey it and walk in it, you'll do well and you'll gain eternal life because of what Christ has done. If you decide to do it your way, you can do it your way, but on Judgment Day, what do you think you're going to hear? Well done, good and faithful servant, or away from me, I never knew you. Which one?
Yeah.
That's something to ponder, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is. So, any questions?
No, sure.
Checking my wife.